to break it to you. But it's Friday.
With KC.
Top of the morning. Victoria Nichols, how are we today?
I am good. How are you?
Are we happy?
I am.
We had a news story there at the 8 o'clock news. It's been rolling across the show, saying that the humble chicken fillet is now our favourite lunch option, is it? For
Do
people
you
across.
Eat that?
Oh, I've been known to hammer a few chicken rolls in my day.
Raw?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay. And your general deli chicken rolls are pretty much standard, but what are you putting into them?
Garlic, mayonnaise and cheese and stuffing.
Oh, nice option, yeah.
That's very quick off the mark, Rory.
After work.
No. I've got... Mary's been on to us here.
Yeah.
Good morning, Mary McCarthy. Okay, I'm going to say it.
Yeah?
She's going to say something not a lot of people have said. I've never in my life had a chicken fillet roll.
Oh, yeah.
Is there anything in life that you haven't had that everyone else has hammered?
Well, I've never had a chicken fillet roll or a Big Mac.
Okay.
What?
She's
a vegetarian.
Oh.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
She has been known...
Me and Cillian Murphy, just saying.
Well, he's gone full vegan.
Has he?
Yeah, you need to get rid of...
I'm not full vegan.
You need to get rid of the leather handbag.
I like cheese. Yeah, and the leather shoes, yeah. I like the cheese.
Anything that everyone else has done that you've never done?
Yeah, I've never eaten salmon.
Oh!
Really?
Ever.
Even I've eaten salmon.
Yeah. Unless it's from, like, the chipper and it's battered, I'm not interested.
Yeah, it's got to be wild, though. Not a fan of the farm stuff. I have never watched a Mission Impossible movie.
Dude.
Never watched one. I have a load of them to go back on. Oh, that's all. I've eaten everything else in the world, as you can probably tell. But I've never seen a Mission Impossible movie. What's the thing that everyone is into or has done that you haven't gone near? Like, I mean, is there somebody out there who's never had a cup of coffee? So someone out there has never drank tea? You've never been in a pub? You've never cycled a bike? What is the thing that everyone does that you've never done? 0868 104 106. There's some mugs up for grabs. Go for it. Now, it is Friday morning. I need to bring your prank Friday.
Yes.
This prank it's funny, but it's also a little bit annoying, but it's very funny. A woman is applying for a job. This guy, old guy called Niles, he puts these ads in papers and then records the people that ring him.
Hello.
Yes, I'm calling about your ad in the paper.
Which ad?
The receptionist.
And your phone number?
563-564-563.
Go ahead.
563-1684.
And your name?
Gina.
And your number?
563.
Please, your phone number, ma'am.
563.
And your name?
Gina.
And I need your phone number, please.
I just gave you my phone number.
I need the full phone number, Dina, please.
563.
Mm-hmm. Yes. 84. All right. And you called about the receptionist job?
I called about the receptionist job.
All right. And when is your availability? When could you start?
What is the name of your company?
It's Enterprises.
I'm sorry, I couldn't understand you.
This is Dina.
This is Dina.
And you're calling about the...
Receptionist job.
Your name is Dina?
Dina.
All right, and I need a phone number, please.
563.
Mm-hmm. Continue. And your name is Dina?
Correct.
Can you spell that for me?
D-I-N-A.
Mm-hmm. And your phone number, please?
563.
And... You're calling about the receptionist job?
Correct. And what is the name of your company?
It's Enterprises. Can I hear you say thank you for calling Enterprises?
It's a real person. I mean, it was weird. Tom. I kept repeating my name and number.
I have no idea what the you're calling. What do you do that for?
Hello?
And what is your name, love?
Yeah, my name's Tom.
Hello, Tom. What can I do for you today?
Well, I want to know what your problem is.
I'm sorry?
I want to know what your problem is.
And you're interested in the job?
Not any kind of job you have. What's your phone number?
Yes, you called me.
What's your phone number?
My phone number is 702.
Surprisingly, they hung up. You'll be at that all day.
I got this feeling.
Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Wake up, get up, Cork's good times.
Red FM.
JT, can't stop the feeling. Friday bangers on Red FM. Cork's good times. There's a lot of people that haven't done things in
there
life.
Is, yeah.
So what have we got here? I've never had a cup of coffee, never seen a Star Wars movie or a James Bond movie from Michelle.
Yeah, that's all right. That's all right, Michelle.
It's a little bit mad, Michelle, but it's incredible.
I'm just trying to make her feel better.
No. It's a friend of my husband's has never had an egg, never eaten an egg of any sort from Maria. Wow. I've never had a breast in a bun from a chipper, never drank a cup of coffee or never ate a peanut, according to Pat. Pat,
okay, yeah.
There you go. Never watched Bosco from Mark. I don't think you were in the country, Mark, were you? Never watched Star Wars from Phil, and I've never won the cash machine, so somebody is here. That makes two of us, buddy.
Yeah. Let's get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park.
Carlos, the cash machine today, by the way, in 15 minutes is 60,000 euro. Today could be your day. Vic, who have you got there?
I've got the lovely Jason.
Sorry? Who have you got there?
The lovely Jason.
Hello, lovely Jason. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Jason, are you feeling lucky today?
Hopefully.
Hopefully. All right. Yeah. This is the drill. We have a clock. And the clock ticks for 60 seconds. When the buzzer goes, the game is over.
Yeah.
If we don't have a correct answer by the we're done. Is that okay with you, buddy?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay.
Hey, here we go.
We had a bit of controversy yesterday on the pop quiz because the buzzer had gone and an answer came in. Close to Neil Prendeville's show, I'd admit, but it came in eventually. But we got to get your 10 answers, 10 questions, 60 seconds, and we're going to give it a go. Let's go.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
What former American footballer passed away yesterday?
O.J. Simpson.
Who had a hit single with Rehab? They tried to make me go to rehab.
Amy Winehouse.
Question number 3. What Christmas movie had a mum screaming, Kevin?
Home Alone.
Question 4. What former Cork rugby player is known as Rog?
Ronan O'Gara.
Who is He-Man's archenemy?
Skeletor.
Question 6. What football team are known as the Gunners?
Arsenal.
Brandon Flowers is the lead singer with what band? Brandon Flowers. Throw a guess at me. American rock band. Yeah. Anybody that comes to mind quickly.
Brandon Flowers. Oh my God. Aerosmith.
Now question number 8. Who's the Prime Minister of Canada?
Trudeau.
Nile Rodgers is the founder of what disco band? Nile Rodgers.
1, 2.
Freak out.
That was a good round, though.
You were doing really well, buddy. I thought we're on the home run. O.J. Simpson, Amy Winehouse, Home Alone, Ronan O'Gara, Skeletor, and Gunners all correct. Brandon Flowers?
Killers.
The Killers.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The killer of a question. Justin Trudeau is number 8. Yeah. And Nile Rodgers is the founder of the band Chic.
Le Chic.
Who have been in Cork, I don't know, 100 times now at this stage. Jay, thank you for playing. Thanks for listening. We got a 50 euro voucher for Easy Living Interiors. We will bring you back for another round another day. And have a lovely weekend, buddy. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, Jay.
Thanks, William.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
Victoria Nichols, how are we?
I'm good. Am I the only one that gets excited by Friday?
I doubt it somehow.
Yeah, it's a good day, isn't it?
I doubt it. I'd say there's probably you and maybe 3 others I could think of. One day to go to the Grand National tomorrow. That's happening. 29 days to the Eurovision, 63 days until Euro 2024. Football fans, you got a lot to look forward to. Today is International Day for Street Children across the globe. And today is Big Busk Day as well for Focus Ireland. So good luck to everybody that's taking part. It is a massive national drive. Mm-hmm. To help solve the biggest issue in the country at the moment, 14,000 people are homeless. 4,500 of those are kids. There's 4,500 children in the country at the moment that have been moved from hotel to hotel to B&B to Airbnb with no back garden, nowhere to play and not close to their friends. That's the horror situation. So if you want to be part of it, the Big Busk is going to be happening down the Marina Market today. Yeah. I'm heading down there straight after the show.
Yeah.
Come down and join everybody. Have lunch down there and give money to the Big Busk if you can.
Support a really good cause.
It's going to be a huge day today. So good luck to everybody involved in that one. Get involved. And you can go to the Focus Ireland website if you so choose as well. Yeah. And you can make a little donation that way. Or you can do it through Revolut.
You can.
Which is really handy.
It is,
I'm
yeah.
so happy. I got a new mic stand, everybody.
I know you did.
Listen,
yeah,
listen, everybody. Shh. I'm going to move my mic stand.
Okay.
Nothing.
No, nothing.
No, creaky back. Super Dan, we love you. If you celebrate your birthday today, you celebrate with David Letterman. What age is David Letterman?
Ooh, I'm going to say 62.
77.
Ooh.
Brian McFadden's birthday today, he's 44. And you celebrate with Saoirse Ronan, who is, she's 30. And you have to say with a TH, don't you?
30.
I'm only 30.
Yeah.
Things we didn't know this time last week, Victoria.
Okay.
We didn't know that the Mini Cooper has been voted the most iconic car of all time.
Has it?
Oh, I love the Minis.
Oh, you've got to love a Mini.
Love the old school Minis. If I could get into one, I would love it. I'd have to drive it from the back seat. You see, that's the problem.
Actually, yeah, you would. Yeah, I love a Mini as well.
I have a friend who collects them.
Yeah.
Buys old Minis, does them up and stores them in a shed somewhere.
When I first started driving, I nearly bought a Mini.
Yeah.
But it had a massive hole in the floor.
That was to put your legs out to stop the car. The original braking system was your own feet.
But I did actually bring it to a garage to see if anything could be done.
Yeah.
Needless to say, I didn't purchase the Mini.
Absolutely. Good call. We found out this week that Irish taxi passengers are the chattiest in Europe.
Oh, I believe it. I love
we
it.
We never shut up.
No, I love it.
The typical Irish person gets 46 minutes of free time a day. To like 46 minutes to yourself.
Yeah, I
this is why men hide in the toilet all the time.
I know, yeah.
Half of men admit their hairstyle has been based on celebrities as well. That's a story from this week. With 3% saying that even Simon Cowell's mop is an inspiration.
So does that mean that fellas go into the barbers?
Give me a Beckham.
Yeah. Do they do that?
Yeah.
Give me a Beckham. What do you go in and ask for?
Well, currently, my current hairstyle is it's modelled on the Amazon rainforest. Some of it has been cleared. The rest is healthy.
I've got nothing left.
Well, Liverpool have a mountain to climb next week if they're to reach the Europa League semi-finals.
Shut up!
Jurgen Klopp's side were beaten. Sorry, I don't have the score there, KC. What was the score?
It was 2-0?
3-0? What? By Atlanta, excuse me, at Anfield last night. West Ham went down 2-0 away to Bundesliga leaders Bayer Leverkusen in the Conference League. Aston Villa 2-1 up on Lille. Cork City and Cove Ramblers both in action in the SSC Airtricity First Division this evening. Leaders Cork City on the road to face UCD. Cove Ramblers meanwhile take on Wexford, both games 7:45. And on 7 under par, Bryson DeChambeau leads heading into day 2 of the Masters. Roy McIlroy finished day 1 on 1 under par. Shane Lowry will finish his first round later. The Offaly native level par through 16. And that's the sport with Simply Suits.
Watch yourself or I'll replay that 7-0 audio that I have on the hockey.
It's like that now, is it?
It really is. Oh dear, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what happened. Did we put out the C team last night? That's exactly what happened.
All sat last night, yeah.
Come here, we've got some big rugby this weekend. When is Rog and his lads leaving Cork? I'd imagine they'll be going up in the morning.
Yeah, I'm not sure. They might even go to Dublin today, but they've been in Cork all week.
Yeah,
staying down in Fota. They trained in Cork on. They've been enjoying the Cork nightlife, all to get ready to beat Leinster tomorrow.
I wonder, is there a...
An opportunity, say, an arm.
Well, an opportunity, say, an arm.
I wonder, did they get the speech? Because if he's in Cork speaking French with a Cork accent...
Yeah.
I mean, what better place? And by the way, if you go to YouTube and you put in Ronan O'Gara French lessons, they're up there.
Hello, and welcome to Learn French the Ronan O'Gara Way. In this informative and concise series of lessons, we will guide you towards your ultimate goal of speaking the world's sexiest language, French, with a strong Cork accent. Lesson 1. Communicating your admiration for an attractive lady. Je suis Ronan O'Gara. J'adore la bière. Lesson 2. Ordering Cork's finest local cuisine. Chicken supper avec carton of curry, s'il vous plaît. Lesson 3. When you're concerned about a former colleague's back garden, Kuwait watering Peter O'Mahony's back garden. And that concludes lesson 1 of learning French with a Cork accent. Say magnificent.
Go on,
bravo,
Rog.
Bravo.
Bravo, Rog. Bravo. Okay, 60,000 euro. 60,000 euro for you next. Hang on. Red FM
Breakfast. With KC on Cork's Good Times.
Side effects. Becky Hill, Side Effects. It's Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. Five people going to Lyra next Wednesday for Red FM's big night out. Put on your microphone.
Nicole in Mallow, Caroline, Denise, Jack, and Daniel.
All right, lads.
Well done, lads.
See you Wednesday night. Bring a buddy. Can't wait to meet you.
Vix VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
So yesterday we got the news that OJ Simpson had passed away at the age of 76. Quite a divisive character. There's an amazing clip that started going viral again yesterday of OJ walking down the street, and apparently he used to do this all the time. So if he was walking down the street, this woman comes up to him and shakes his hand going, "I've never met a murderer before." And he went, "Thank you, ma'am. Lovely to meet you." And he keeps walking.
Okay.
Now he's got a camera crew with him.
All right, okay.
So
that's
he was on his best behavior, but this used to happen to him everywhere he went.
Wow.
But his response would be, Thank you. See you later. Great to meet you.
Yeah.
So the news broke yesterday. This is how the American news channel has reported.
OJ Simpson soared to fame as number 32 for the Buffalo Bills.
I'm sorry for all of it.
And plummeted to infamy as inmate number 1027820 in the Nevada Department of Corrections. In between, Simpson led a life filled with more surreal drama than all of his various film and TV projects combined.
OJ, are you a star?
Come on.
Mass media experts say Simpson's sensational televised low-speed chase, arrest and murder trial,
doesn't fit, you must acquit,
stand as the first reality show.
There you go. It really was, wasn't it? Because when that was breaking, I think that went on for 3 hours. That chase was going on, and that the lady that was in the helicopter with the first crew, like, it looked like a military operation at the end of it. There was so many choppers chasing them. But the news channels, remember, no smartphones, internet was in its infancy.
Yeah, it's true.
We had no way of sharing this. Everybody was glued to this. People ran out on the road. They were holding placards.
Did they follow the chase? Did the media follow the chase for 3 hours?
For 3 hours, until eventually the cops blocked the road and arrested
him. Oh, my goodness.
It was one of the most, like people would say, one of the most exciting TV things to ever happen in the 90s.
Because of the time,
But there is plenty of documentaries if you're interested in the case. And we'll never know. He's gone now, and it's all done.
He's
all
taken
over.
The secrets to the grave.
Yeah.
Red FM Breakfast with KC.
I believe it.
The Lady Game.
There's Rory.
Hi.
How are you, Harshing?
I'm all right.
And there's Victoria Nichols.
Are you cold, Rory?
So cool. I just give a shout out to Anne-Marie, who came up to me at the BHA race last night, who I'd never met before, and came right up to my face going, "I'm so cold."
it's now a ding thing.
Yeah, it's going to follow you around.
Made up.
Well, listen, hey, if you want to expand this into a brand, Rory Coldblood O'Hagan. What would your brand be? What would you do? What would you create? Like, I mean, like, if you were going down the beauty products route, or.
I don't know, probably like, you know...
You're not too shampoo anyway, that's for sure.
Yeah, not shampoo, yeah, moisturiser for bald men, there we go,
okay.
Sorted.
Baldy moisturiser.
Baldy moisturiser.
Welcome to the Lady Game. Yet again, it's two idiot men versus a woman.
Oh,
these are questions of the female form that we must guess correctly. Victoria Nichols, take it away, please.
Are you ready? Rory against KC. Yes, you are. Question one. 40% of women have a favourite type of what?
40% of women have a favourite type of...
Bra,
that's a really good guess.
Good answer.
Battery operated device, like a remote control.
A remote control car.
I can't believe you just went there, but anyway.
Person at work.
Oh, it's a good guess.
40% of women have a favourite person at work.
Good guess.
Bubble bath.
Good guess.
Nail polish.
Good guess. Yeah. Well, these are all good guesses, but they're all wrong.
Of course they are.
The answer is... side of their face.
Side of their face?
Yeah, we have a favourite side of our face.
Are they not the same?
No. Yeah.
What?
Have you never looked at your face in the mirror? One side is not completely identical to the other.
So when it comes to taking selfies or photos, you want that side of your face in.
Absolutely.
That's just your brain playing tricks on you.
No, it's not.
Because
it's the mirror.
I'm literally turning from side to side.
Rory literally is going to go and check his face in the mirror for about half an hour after the show.
All your faces.
Question
handsome, kid.
Two.
Let's go.
What would you do with ombre donut glaze.
Shove it in your gob.
I was about to say,
all day long.
You think you would, but no.
You put it on donuts.
No.
Ombre donut glaze is
just
obviously.
Think about women and what kind of things they do.
Eat donuts.
No. Give up.
Ombre donut glaze.
No one's getting this,
are
they?
Is it some sort of like body scrub thing?
Oh, you're kind of in the vicinity. It's to do with the body.
Is it a moisturiser?
In the vicinity again? Are you going to give up?
Take another guess. You're
come
warm.
On.
Shampoo.
No.
It's an eyeliner.
I can't stand this anymore.
It's an eyeliner, is
it's
it?
It's a nail polish.
Ombre donut glaze.
Yeah, it's a glaze that you put over your nails. It's called ombre donut.
Can you put it on donuts?
No.
Probably not.
Question three. What's a Lululemon dupe?
What?
Yeah. Did you feel like I was speaking a foreign language there?
Yeah. Lululemon is a brand of something or other.
Yes, it is. Well done.
Is it a clothing brand?
I think it's something to do with sports or something. I don't know.
You're pretty close, guys.
It might be those stretchy pants that
The
yoga pants.
Yeah.
God bless you, yoga pants. That's all I'll say. God bless you.
I'm going to tell you what it is again. It's a. God, Casey.
Well, no, I'm just saying it like it is. God bless you, yoga pants.
It's a Lululemon dupe.
A dupe? So is that a copy?
It's a mock.
Hey, I'm going to give you that. I'm going to give you both that because you both did really well.
So this is like a Penny's version of Lululemon
clothes. It's yoga activewear. Lululemon is yoga activewear and a dupe is a copy. So it's a copy of the yoga activewear. Yeah, I'm going to give you that.
Okay,
last question. What takes up the most time for a woman when she's getting ready for a night out?
We could be here for a while.
And we could be here for a long, long time.
What is it?
I don't know. It's one of those mysteries of the world that we'll never understand. A fella can get ready in 8 minutes. He'll do the three S's.
Yep.
The shower and the shave. And he's out the door in 8 minutes.
Yeah.
Ye start getting ready at 5 in the evening. At 10 to 9, the taxi's outside. Yeah. There's €200 on the meter.
Yeah. And you're still, takes his time.
Yeah. It's makeup and clothes, I would guess.
It's taking every item of clothing out of the putting it on. Yeah, saying,
it
no, I don't like that.
And then cribbing that you've nothing to wear.
Yeah.
And then going back to the
you've
first
got the East Wing of Penny.
Hang on a second, though.
Sorry?
Why do you spend so much time in the toilet?
What do you think?
It's the same thing.
To get away from you.
With KC.
I would like to get to the bottom of this. Vic, this is a bit of a strange one, isn't it?
Okay.
Yeah. Rory O'Hagan. The Big Red Bench. I mean, what a sports show. It's been on. It must be the longest running sports show in the country at this
stage. An institution, I think you'd call it.
Yeah. And the people in it are also, should be in an institution.
Yeah, well, that's beyond one.
So the Big Red Bench is here every single weekend, Saturday and Sunday between 6 and 7. Rory has been at the helm of this show for quite some time. Mm-hmm. But there's a clip going around. I don't know, are you aware of this?
No.
This clip, okay. Did you do an interview with anybody over the weekend, did you?
Possibly.
All right.
But Friday night will be the big one then. Local derby with Ramblers.
Phil, as always, a pleasure, sir.
Thanks, Rory. Thank you.
Oh, I'm cold.
Good journalists were taking that last bit out. There's no friends in showbiz, Rory.
Oh, Dan's done me there, hasn't he?
He did you rotten.
Oh,
it was very, very cold, though, to be
was
fair.
It?
One more time.
But Friday night will be the big one then. Local derby with Ramblers.
Phil, as always, a pleasure, sir.
Thanks, Rory. Thank you.
Oh, I'm cold.
Journalists were taking that last bit out. There's no friends in showbiz, Rory.
This is the fella that is offered, by the way, Kelly, to train me. Train me for a 5K.
Oh,
why were you so cold, Roy? Were you down there?
It was the coldest I've ever been in my entire life.
This is my snowflake trainer.
Snowflake.
So every time I go out running now, like, there's a little bit of rain.
No, but you'd be warm after like 2 minutes of running. I was standing in the cold for 2 hours in a press area that was freezing. Oh, it was cold.
Yeah. He's going to cancel every time it's cold.
Of course he
just
is.
Just saying.
Yeah.
We could go out in this weather today, Roy.
No, it's cold.
It's cold.
No,
just tell the listeners what you're wearing right now, Rory.
I'm wearing a jacket because it's cold.
He's got his coat on.
What scenarios can we put Rory O'Hagan in?
Tons of snow now blanket this herd's territory.
Oh, I'm cold.
Pushing through deep snow is exhausting work, and the bison are now slowly starving.
Oh, I'm cold.
Just keeping warm saps huge amounts of energy. Their thick coats can insulate them down to minus 20 Fahrenheit. It's now minus 40.
Oh, I'm cold.
Thank you for my favourite new clip of all time.
That's the best thing ever, Casey. Thank you.
You're welcome. On Cork's Good Times. Thanks for all your suggestions of where we can put Rory into the yeah. different scenarios. I'm loving all of these.
Do you want to build a snowman?
Oh, I'm cold. Oh, I'm cold.
I never see you anymore.
Yeah. Oh my God. I used to watch that movie 19 times
a
day.
Oh yeah.
When the kids were very small.
Yeah.
I can quote it all back to you. Other scenarios that we can put Rory into.
Don't make unnecessary journeys.
Oh, I'm cold.
Somebody said the scene from Titanic would work absolutely brilliantly.
Rory, hang on to the door.
Oh, I'm cold.
KC.